The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With the Russian president's declaration of mission accomplished, the conflict in Georgia has quickly slipped backstage. While the people of Georgia tried to sort out what's just happened to them, it's obvious to anybody with the TV that Olympic swimming has become more important. More after this. The war in Georgia, according to some commentary, will go down in history as the debut of Russia 2.0, a new Russia that's not afraid to use its oil wealth, throw its weight around, and demand regime change. A Russia that's a threat to stability in Europe. Barack Obama, despite his reputation of being slow to anger, sounded more than a little annoyed at Russia.
This is a clear violation of the sovereignty and internationally recognized borders of Georgia. There is no possible justification for these attacks.
And John McCain, who has a somewhat different reputation when it comes to temper, sounded very annoyed.
Russia has used violence against Georgia to send a signal to any country that chooses to associate with the West and aspire to our shared political and economic values.
Wow, so all Western democracies are now in danger. And he went further, sharing a conversation he had with the Georgian president.
That I know I speak for every American when I say to him, today, we are all Georgians.
I think that would be news to most Americans, who I'm guessing don't have room for yet another ethnic conflict in a small, faraway nation. I think Americans are too busy deciding what to make of China 2.0, where the opening ceremonies alone involve more people than the entire population of South Ossetia. For those of you who may have been preoccupied with gymnastics and swimming, that's the place that may have just changed the world as we know it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 13th, 2008.